Blackstone Audio presents Psycho 2 by Robert Bloch. This book is for Stella Loeb Bloch, with lifelong love. 1. Norman Bates stared out of the library window, trying hard to avoid seeing the bars. Just ignore them. That was the trick. Ignorance is bliss. But there was no bliss, and tricks didn't work here behind the bars of the state hospital. Once it was the state hospital for the criminally insane. Now we live in a more enlightened age, and they don't call it that anymore. But there were still bars on the windows, and he was still inside, looking out. Stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage. The poet Richard Lovelace said that, way back in the 17th century, a long time ago. And Norman had been sitting here a long time, not 300 years, but it felt like centuries. Still, if he had to sit, the library was probably the best place. And serving as the librarian was an easy chore. Very few of the patients bothered with books, and he had plenty of time to read on his own. That was how he'd encountered Richard Lovelace and all the others, sitting here undisturbed in the cool semi-darkness of the library, day after day. They'd even given him a desk of his own to show that they trusted him, knew he was responsible.